What we did was diametrically opposing programs. We had stuck music in whenever anybody else had talk. That's what started us all. Then, of course, Martin came along, Martin Block. Oh, I think it was 1935 or so. And I heard him, and I never heard anything as fantastic in my life. He was the first one who didn't use the expression, "This is a phonograph record." He used the word record, but he would say, "This is for the record," or "Now that's a record." He didn't use the record all the time. He would say, "Here comes Rudy Vallee on an 8-inch disc." He said it rather quickly, I will confess, but we never got any complaints from the FCC, and we were very careful about identifying.
It's make-believe ballroom time. We are a sweet romance. Here's your make-believe ballroom. Come on, children, let's dance.
That's the Glenn Miller Band with the theme music written and recorded especially for Martin Block, who opened the Make-Believe Ballroom for the first time in the 1930s. On one February day in 1940, Martin paid Glenn Miller a visit and a compliment.
Glenn, the purpose of this pleasant visit is to notify you and all of your friends that your band has been voted America's number one band on my last Make-Believe Ballroom poll. Congratulations, Glenn, and on behalf of the Make-Believe Ballroom and its listeners, here is a bronze plaque, and it's presented with our best wishes to you, Glenn Miller, America's number one dance band.
Thank you, Martin, and thanks to all of our Make-Believe Ballroom friends.
Thank you.